Listeners Nick and David both take issue with NPR, though for very different reasons. Nick, who has written to us about Israel before, wrote, March 5th on NPR News, reporter Linda Kellerman had the gall to ask Secretary Kerry if giving money to Egypt during this time of austerity is a good thing. I state that Ms. Kellerman has the gall to ask because she never once asked anyone about our giving well over $3 billion a year for decades to the 20th to 23rd richest country in the world, that is, Israel. Isn't it time that Israel was stopped from draining the American taxpayer? I appreciate that Ms. Kellerman is an Israeli shrill, but isn't she supposed to be a reporter first? Ms. Kellerman should be fired if she cannot be unbiased, balanced, and objective. Though with this criteria, NPR would probably have to fire 90% of its reporters, commentators, and supposed experts on the Middle East. Listener David sent us a copy of a letter he wrote to President Obama recently, along with an op-ed column he wrote for the Raleigh News and Observer in 2006, after the death of his wife, a non-smoker, from lung cancer. He sent me a copy of this material because of underwriting on NPR by the for-profit Cancer Treatment Centers of America. He writes, quote, "This company offers and promotes on television their services for patients and conveys the impression that successful treatment and survival is a normal expectation from their therapy. I believe this simplistic promotion dangerously misleads the public into believing that CTCA offers unique goods and/or services to successfully treat cancer in humans." Unquote. He cites the example of his wife, who lived for 5 years, 9 months, and 23 days after diagnosis, and hence is statistically considered a survivor. David, please accept our condolences on your loss, and thank you for writing. A number of listeners have made inquiry about Jamila Erickson recently. Jamila has been absent from the air during our classical music shifts for several weeks to care for a family member. We hope to hear Jamila a bit during our upcoming fund drive. But in the meantime, we've been relying on a changing cast of our regular staff members, some part-timers, and some new voices. Listener Ginger88 posted on our website, "Jennifer Montague is a breath of fresh air on Morning Edition. I hope we hear much more hosting from her." Asia Brown would also be a good replacement for Jamila Erickson. And of course, Bob Workman is a longtime favorite. If you have radio experience and would like to help out, please see our notice on WHQR.org. It's in the area marked Inside WHQR. And thank you. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.